Lindercast. Thank you to our in-house band, Back Throat. This is Lindercast the 6th, coming to you on the 20th of April, 2022. Looking back through VNN Forum, I think I had done 5 in the past, and it's been lying dormant for many years now. But I'm going to resuscitate it because it's a nice, simple name in accord with my own. So we're going to do a Lindercast today, more of a free-flowing thing. I saw something that inspired me to talk rather than doing the Hitler audiobook or audio I was going to do today. Anyway, let's read this quote, and I want to get some ideas out there pretty quickly. Someone from Post, which I've been attacking and making fun of, one of the instances on the Fediverse, in the constellation that is the Fediverse, Shadow Man, who posts a lot of good stuff, he may be a part of the NJP, says, "You aren't going to retake the West in any capacity without Christianity. Any true connection to paganism are thousands of years removed from being relevant, and no, the pagan origins of Christian holidays don't count. Days on the calendar and unbroken chains of religious tradition and connections to that tradition are two different things entirely. You aren't going to retake it without religion whatsoever, as that is the religion the enemy desires for the common man. And they do so maliciously. Additionally, the Zog wouldn't constantly invoke the power of various demons and of Satan himself without there being some power to be gained from doing so, and wouldn't have spent decades undermining Christian religious doctrine if there wasn't something there that they despised it for. They did not do the same to paganism, mainly because it almost completely dead, and most of its adherents are bisexuals who wear its well-rotted corpse like a Halloween costume and profane what little prestige and history it has left. I'm going to talk about this today. Nearly every contention in there is wrong, and even the ones that aren't wrong are still wrong in a deeper sense. This is the typical of the online Catholic cowardly conservatism, CCC, the three C's. Conservative Catholic cowardice that is oh so typical of these who think they aren't conservatives and spend a lot of their time attacking conservatives, but actually are functionally, they are conservatives. You aren't going to retake the West. Boom. Should have stopped right there. That's correct. The West will not be retaken. White men, the valuable element in the West. West is generally taken as a synonym for Christian. Some people will equate it also with Greece and Rome. Spengler, I believe, did not do that. He said the West was different from Greece and Rome, in antiquity, as it's often called. Okay, either way, I'm fine with using the West as a synonym for Christianity, Catholicism. But yeah, you're not going to retake the West. Something new has to be born, and it will be born out of the valuable element valuing itself and creating something new, given the circumstances we're now in. But it's conservative view that you're going to retake it somehow with Christianity. No, you won't. Christianity has no principle against racelessness. It has no principle against race mixing. So you look at the Catholic apologist, on what principle would you base not race mixing? You can find individual verses in the Bible, but of course those are directed at Jews. They're not directed against non-Jews. Why you would look to that as a guide for your own behavior when all that stuff was from the Jewish tribal God directed toward Jews. It had nothing to do with outsiders. Why would you look to Jews for lessons in how to conduct your life? You wouldn't unless you were a subordinate, captured slave race. And that is exactly what Christianity is. Any true connections to paganism are thousands of years removed from being relevant. That's more or less true, but irrelevant. And know the pagan origins of Christian holidays, blah, 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 blah. No one cares about that. You also aren't going to retake it without any religion whatsoever. That's completely wrong. What you saw with National Socialism, Hitler was completely anti-Christianity. Now, he wouldn't say that. In my opinion, the biggest reason he wouldn't say that was probably because he was going for votes. And even as it was, he barely got 30% of the votes. He had to get the power. Be willing to physically fight to get the power is where it starts. You don't get anything else until you're willing to physically fight and you are actually going to have to physically fight to overcome the Jew-led Marxists in his time, the Jew-led multiculturalists, the nigger slave throngs, and the white cucks who are willing to serve as brawn for money. You're going to have to fight to overcome them, and then you can worry about voting and the rest. Those are simply forms, but if you ask whether National Socialism was religious, it's not religious. What it is a worldview on par with religion in terms of its comprehensiveness. And Christianity, in all forms, will denounce National Socialism because it values race, whereas Christianity, which was created by Jews, does not value race. To find the truth about Christianity, you must read, you can read Revel Oliver, you can read other men, but you must read Marcus Eli Ravage to see Christianity from the Jewish point of view. It was something that was used to attack and destroy Rome, which stands for today the white nations that Jews were at war with, because they were carrying on their usual shenanigans, and Titus smashed them. The whites wound up smashing the temple. Christianity was a way that they could get whites to stop valuing their own ancestry and trade it for worship of a Jewish tribal god, now represented as the god of all humanity, and get them to study and align with, however absolutely absurdly it might be, the Jewish national history, even though we all know it's just a bunch of fiction. So what National Socialism showed is that within 12 years in a wholly anti-Christian movement, whites could be born anew. And that's my message today on 420, Hitler's birthday, celebrating Thermopylae Day we are this week. That's how do you celebrate it? It's a white holiday. It's been around either 9 or 10 years. Its origins are lost in the mist of VNN Forum history. Get a white cake. That is a cake with white frosting. And use three, preferably tall, blood-red candles in memory of the courage. It's a holiday all about courage, white courage, the rededication to live lives of white honor and to practice courage and overtly value courage as we value our race and to commit to doing at least one courageous act, no matter how small, in the week starting April 19th. That's what Thermopylae Day is. All this plays together. What did National Socialism do? It led to a rebirth of the white race. In 12 years, it made incredible achievements and very nearly by itself saved our race. No 1,000 years that the Catholics claim it takes them to civilize a people. They've been in Africa for longer than 1,000 years, and they never managed to civilize the blacks. They've been in Central and South America and Mexico for over 500 years. They've never managed to civilize any of the brown people. There were Asians that were already civilized and never needed Christianity. Christianity in Russia will do nothing but serve the purposes of the Jews. I've asked this question repeatedly. If you're wondering whether I'm right, whether Christianity is actually good for whites, then ask yourself this, and I want you to think about this. Is the spread of Christianity in China good for Jews or bad for Jews? Ask yourself that question honestly. Figure it out. Think about it the various different ways and come to a conclusion, and then apply that conclusion to Europe and ask the same question. If you have any kind of emotional, historical, family, social connection to Christianity, it can easily obstruct and occlude and obfuscate your understanding. I'm starting to talk like a nigger using three things that are more or less synonymous where I could use one. But it's very apt to emotionally color or confuse the issue. Keep it a pure, objective, intellectual matter. What we take a power like China, non-white power, but very powerful, seems like it's getting better by the day. Does the spread of Christianity in China help or hinder Jews? Answer that question if you have any doubts about what I'm saying about Christianity. What I'm asserting to you is the value in white people is not the Jewish religion that they overcame and in spite of which they made great things, as they had earlier made great things in Greece and in ancient Rome, and those were white nations, and even in Europe was largely, if not wholly white, and so it was in India. Before their civilization was poisoned by blood poisoning, which Hitler said is the downfall. Hitler described Aryans as the bearers of culture, the culture creators, not bearers so much, bearers, but more and most significantly, the creators of culture. And when the Aryan allows his blood to be spoiled and spilled and lost, as it was in World War I, when he allows his blood to be mixed, then culture will go away. Other races can't even preserve our culture. They will lose it. We alone are the culture bearers and creators of culture. So we needn't fear, if that's true, we needn't fear the loss of this or that cultural form, let alone Jewish garbage like Christianity. You have to be very absolutely clear in your head. Is Christianity the cause of these great things, as the Catholics will say? Or is it an obstacle to these great things? And we achieved great things without it before. And again, Christianity has only been part of our race for a tiny portion of its actual history. And so on Thermopylae Day, we celebrate the courage to value our own racialness, our own race, our racialness, the culture that we create as white. And we know that that ability to create things can create whatever forms it needs moving into the future, so long as courage is there. That's the essential thing. If we have the courage, which should come from our blood, to protect and expand our blood and our culture and our living space, all good things will follow for that. And that is what Thermopylae Day recognizes, respects, values. It shows where our values lie, where our respect goes, and what we see about ourselves and what we hope for our posterity and our future. So again, I encourage you to participate. Get a white cake, 3 blood red candles, and practice an act of courage and rededicate yourself to a life of white honor. That's the honor that doesn't need to be spelled out in commandments, not to do base things as the Christ dogs require, even though they don't observe them. They just like to post it there like it means something. It doesn't, though, because most of them don't live by it. Now, what this poster, Shadow Man, misses is that today's paganism, just as today's atheism, rightly mocked as Fedoraites, is simply Christianity's once-removed cousin. Atheism is not a political position. Those who call themselves atheist and run under that label by design are simply Christians with the Jesus taken out. And they are atheists for the same reason they're every other form of liberal, because they simply swallowed it from their professors. That doesn't mean that the sole question that atheism concerns is wrong. That's quite a different matter. In fact, it's right that no God exists. But that can be coupled with other politics, hence my fingerism, the fact that one can move one's finger, one can decide to do this rather than that, right? So fingerism is right-wing atheism, as I've talked about before. So now, today's paganism, which is, there may be good pagans, there may be useful people who are pagans, but most of them are may do practices they think were like our old ancestors did, while still being open to all races. I don't know what to think about that. It seems kind of absurd to me. It's not interesting to me. A lot of them are simply into the free love and kinky sex stuff that most left-wing groups are. Some of them may be even be honest and aracial, or honest and racial. I don't know. There's not enough of them to be overly significant. Other, I guess, like Varg Vikernes, honestly live the way that they say you should live and have a lot of children. That's good so far as it exists. As for resuscitating it, I doubt it. But again, who knows? I don't know. Things can happen that would surprise you. I doubt it would be exactly the same. But then again, we don't know exactly what it was. There was not a lot of writing back then. And the Christians destroyed a lot of what there was in order precisely to confuse us about our own ancestry, our ancestors, and what they believed. They would have us dismiss our ancestors pre-Christian as pig chasers because we didn't have their cult. They equate their cult with civilization. They make an identity out of them. This is completely wrong. They never bring up Greece and Rome because everything they have that's valuable was taken from Greece and Rome. And what they brought that was new is simply Jewish lies. But the heart of who we are was developed and on display in Greece, in Egypt, in India, in Rome, and even in North Germany, in Germany, which the Catholics want to dismiss as barbarians. Well, I just saw an article yesterday. They had a wheel and a wagon 3400 BC in Germany before anywhere else in the world. So I don't know how backward they actually were or how barbaric. And barbaric is just a dirty word for bold, for courageous, for brave, for heroic, for soldiers. Do you think there's something more? Oh, you're nothing unless you're sitting at a desk all day and typing. Whether you're a writer or you're doing code. Oh, you're the real man, not the guy who's actually fighting and doing heroic things and out in the forest. No, he's a savage. He's a barbarian. Well, okay. We needn't begrudge them their pathetic feelings of superiority. But if you think going from a forest warrior able to defeat the highest people in the land, the Romans, who were of the same race, which invalidates the Catholics' argument, in order to argue against the German being in the same race as the Roman, he has to deny that race exists. These were largely the same blooded type people. They were maybe different ethnically, slightly different strains, but the same race. That's how the Germans, whether they read and wrote or not, were able to outwit and defeat the Romans, because they had native natural blood smarts, right? The Africans lived in Africa forever, and they never developed the wheel that the Germans had 3,000 years before the fictional character, the Messiah, the Jewish Savior, right? So there is a racial element, but the Catholic, well, the Christian, the Judeo-Christian, which is redundant, will always deny that. So, yeah, some pagans or some atheist, regardless of how LARPing or they are still spiritually closer to Christians. They are intellectually and spiritually, they are descendants of Christians. That's their true spiritual thought tradition that they belong to. They are not related to racialism or right-wing atheism. Atheism, as I say, is a non-political point, no matter how they tie it to the left to debunk it. They can't, because it's not necessarily related to left-wing politics. Christianity is also left-wing politics. What goes together, the traditionalists and the progressive go together. The Christian is the perverted leftist view, where you're saying your race doesn't matter. So you can attack all the other ones who aren't given tax privileges and who may have been squashed by Jewish Christianity, and you can shit on them all you want. It won't change the fact that Christianity was created by Jews precisely to destroy white nations. And anyone who denies that is on Team Jew. No matter what they think of themselves or what they do, they are on the team of the Jews if you're a Christian. That has to be absolutely understood. Okay. You aren't going to retake it without any religion whatsoever. Well, that's exactly what NS did. NS was not Christian. Hitler would not countenance any debate between Protestants and Catholics, because the Jews were trying to divide him over that. But today, no one cares about that, other than E. Michael Jones, maybe. Today, it's a matter of religion or race, you see. And so we can make our racial movement free of Jewish Christian religion, and that is the only way to protect ourselves, is by doing that. And that is basically what NS did. Hitler was not a Jesus fan. You won't ever see him walking into or out of a church. You won't ever see him. It's unthinkable to think of Hitler wearing a cross around his neck. And everything Hitler says, as I've constantly emphasized in the audio in talking about the Dalton translation of Mein Kampf, everything he says is, he checks very closely against nature. And yeah, you can fight nature and go against it, even though that too is might be considered natural. That's a different debate. I've raised that before, as the faggot I said wrote to me. People do it, it's natural. Okay, I can accept that in one sense, but you also still know what he means. If the vast run of things is one way and you go against that, you're going to risk. Right, you can have anal sex. It is possible. But it's also possible and fair to call it unnatural and to say, yeah, you're risking disease and you're risking bodily injury by doing that. So there can be something can be unnatural and yet natural in one sense that people do it, so it's natural and unnatural in another sense. I don't really have a problem with that. I don't use ad nature too much, but I don't know how to get away from it in describing Hitler's views. He was kind of a naturalist as much as anything. He's constantly looking at nature and how nature does it to explain relations between races and nations, and to explain why we need a nation, what a nation is, what a state is, what's the function of a state. He was always looking to nature first and last, not looking to abstract social theories like the English would do with Locke, which is the way you're taught in the Anglosphere of social contract and all that. He would look just simply to nation and say, well, states arose to protect themselves as people who look and who look alike and have the same spiritual and genetic kin who are protecting themselves. That's the origin of the state. So it doesn't have anything to do with religion at all. This is someone, Shadowman, is trapped fundamentally within the conservative mindset and can't see outside of it. Moving on to the next part of it. Additionally, the Zog wouldn't constantly invoke the power of various demons and Satan himself without there to be some power to be gained from doing so. I don't even know what that's for. I've never seen Satan invoked anywhere. And wouldn't have spent decades undermining Christian religious doctrine. What are you talking about? If there wasn't something that they despised it for, no. What they've undermined is not Christian doctrine. Sexual self-control, safe family formation has been undermined, but Christianity does not own sexual self-control. What it is some of the bait that was on the Christian hook to get whites to buy into Christianity in the first place was that with the right law, the essentially patriarchal, you can found and sustain families. And once Jews gained control in the 20th century, they reversed all that, having no longer any need for it. In other ways, it had already gelded whites of their racial identity. So now they say, okay, now the concept of a limited hangout perfectly applies to Christianity. If it was all bad, it never would have spread in white lands. And the good was some of the Christians would care for one another, even in difficult times, like where there's a spreading disease like the plague. So they would help each other out. And as most people are losers and kind of weak and pathetic, it became a brotherhood of losers and criminals and associates. Yet some of the good was they would help each other. They would found families and they would look after each other. That was the bait on it. Well, now they don't need to spread it any farther. It was always a racial. It was always anti-racial. This is what I've strived really hard to get across to people. Christianity is about the individual soul of every person who can stand on his feet for 8 seconds, the rodeo race. Christianity is not for whites. It's for all men, all mankind. And to a kind of retard, that makes sense because they don't see what's given up. What you've given up is your racial identity. But that is the ultimate context. This political fight is about what is the ultimate context? Are you living in a world where every single individual soul matters? Are you living in a world where I want to live and flourish in the only context that can allow me to develop all my individual potentialities and latent abilities? And that is the white context. That's what Hitler's saying. Hitler is not anti-individual. He's not anti-personality. He's pro-personality and pro-individual, but within this context, the racial context, the ethnic context even, that is protected by the state. It's the point of the state's existence. Christianity is against all that. All that matters is the individual soul and being a brother in Christ. Do you understand? And this is why Christianity is inherently anti-racial. It's for everybody. That's what Catholicism means. It's just generic people. And Catholicism will go so far as to enforce rules favoring race mixing. It's done that in South America where it had power. Because race to the Catholic, to the Judeo-Catholic, which is redundant, is simply a distraction from what actually matters, the individual soul and the body of Christ. Race, what the hell is that? You can have it, they're exactly like, they're political, they are the spiritual form of the Republican Party as it is today. A bunch of cucks for the Jews saying, oh, race doesn't matter spiritually any more than it should matter in the secular world politically. Blacks have every reason to vote Republican. All whites, blacks, and browns need Team Jesus. You see? So it's something set up to tell you that race does not matter. So when you're trying to argue that race does matter, oh yeah, but also Team Christ and Team Jesus matter, you're working against yourself. And it's our job as valuable members of Team White, as I style it, we have to drive this thinking absolutely into the ground and utterly destroy it so that people understand all that there really truly is out there is a battle between Jews and whites. And if you're a white skin, which is a genetic white, a racial white, a factual white, a scientific white, but not a committed political understanding white symbolized by the capital W, then you are effectively, functionally, and really, actually working for Team Jew. We have to be absolutely clear and precise on that point. And again, this is part of what Thermopylae Day is all about. Courage for all of us, celebrating our white racial qualities, our essence. We are whites and we're proud of it. We're happy about it. We're glad to be whites and we're going to be the best whites we can be. And that's really my message for you today on this extremely rainy 420. Thanks to Hitler for all the great work he did. Very inspirational. I've really been personally inspired by reading through his two volumes of Mein Kampf. I encourage you to listen to my audio there, and I'll get back to it after this Team White. But yeah, this has been Lindercast number 6. I may style it, I may record it as number 0006, and I'm going to be doing a bunch of them in the future. So thanks to Shadow Man for the inspiration to talk about this subject, which I have talked about before. And we'll leave it there. And as I find things, I will respond to them under this rubric, Lindercast, which is simply an occasional podcast that, along with Team White and along with the audio material, I think needs to be talked about. And God knows it's a lot easier to talk about stuff and maybe quicker, too, than always typing. So, salute and goodbye, and I'll be back with you again for another Lindercast. 4-2 off along.